Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Italy is launching some of the strictest anti-COVID measures in the world. Starting in mid-October, workers will be required to show proof of vaccination against the virus or lose pay. NPR's Silvia Pajoli reports.
Italy's vaccine passport is called the Green Pass. It's a digital or paper certificate of at least one COVID-19 vaccine, a negative test, or recovery from the virus. Italy first required it for indoor dining, museums, and gyms. It was then extended to high-speed trains, planes, and ferries, triggering protests by anti-vaxxers. In Milan, demonstrators proclaim they'll resist what they say is government trampling on individual freedom. And journalists were accused of being terrorists just by reporting on the mandate. But the government of Prime Minister Mario Draghi is determined to combat the pandemic. Public Administration Minister Renato Brunetta said all public and private sector employees will have to show their green pass to go to work.
That's a total of 23 million workers, essentially the entire human capital of the country.
Parliament voted that failure to present the certificate means the worker's salary will be withheld. Polls suggest the majority of Italians back use of the green pass, but there are holdouts. One of the most vocal is Francesco Borgonovo, deputy editor of the right-wing daily La Verità.
The Green Pass is a political, not a health measure. No one up to now has proven to me that this political measure protects us against the virus.
An assertion dismissed by the great majority of Italian medical experts who back mandatory Green Passes for all workers. More than 76% of Italians over the age of 12 are fully vaccinated. The government hopes to reach 82% by mid-October. Immediately following the government announcement, appointments for a first dose rose up to 40% over the previous week. Outside the Rome train station, the Red Cross has set up a large tent where COVID-19 vaccinations are administered. Mohamed Jallo, who migrated from the Gambia a few years ago, is waiting in line. He works for a private security agency.
We need to get the green pass, yeah.
But Jallo does not appear enthusiastic.
For me, to take the vaccine is not a good idea, but I don't know.
Why? Were you worried about the vaccine?
Yeah, absolutely.
He says he's heard rumors about people who got sick from the shots, but he's not exactly sure about the details. Italy was the first country hit by the pandemic and has the second highest COVID-19 death toll in the continent, after Britain, with more than 130,000 since early 2020. The impact on the economy, particularly on the crucial tourism sector, has been devastating. Isabella Colalto de Croy runs a winery and organizes special events at her family castle in Treviso, near Venice. She acknowledges that a mandatory green pass is a very stringent measure, but she points out that all her workers are already vaccinated.
And they're all almost proud to say, I've got my green pass, I can go wherever I want, I'm absolutely free. So is a green pass a sign of freedom? Is it the way to freedom? It's the way, the only solution, the way to solve the problem.
Europe's most stringent anti-COVID measure goes into effect October 15th. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.